Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How many of you do not like to open up presents? Do not like to open up presents. Right, we all like to receive presents, the sign of love, appreciation, warmth. Today we focus in on a great gift. The children's voices will remind us of the source of this great gift and all that comes with it. It's definitely a gift of love and appreciation and warmth. This gift from God in His Son Jesus. Enjoy the gift through the voices of our children in word and song. As we make time to celebrate today what we believe to be the reason for peace and joy, we do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At Christmas time, our minds are filled with many enjoyable things. At Christmas time, we join together to sing songs of happiness.
Jesus, our Christmas gift, is our source of happiness.
At Christmas time, we decorate our homes and offices with bright lights and candles.
Jesus, our Christmas gift, is the true light that lights up our world.
At Christmas time, we love to visit with friends and family.
Our Christmas gift is our best and dearest friend.
At Christmas time, we set up Christmas trees as a sign of living joy.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, is always light in our hearts.
At Christmas time, We give and receive many wonderful gifts.
But Jesus will always be our greatest Christmas gift.
We pray. Dear Lord, how enjoyable it is for us to share this time of celebration as we give praise to you. You bless us at Christmas time with reasons to be filled with joy and happiness, to be with friends, to have hope and peace. All this is possible because you sent to earth the greatest Christmas gift, your Son, who came into this world as a baby. He came knowing one day he would sacrifice himself out of love for us. Your Christmas gift is truly indescribable. This morning, we offer up our praise and thanks for this gift. And it is in the name of this gift, Jesus Christ, we pray.
gifts. I don't imagine there is anyone here today who does not enjoy giving and receiving gifts. Gifts play a big part at Christmas time. Where would all the stores be without Christmas gifts? Where would all the wrapping paper printers be without Christmas gifts? Where would all the bow and ribbon manufacturers be without Christmas gifts? What would it be like if there are no gifts at Christmas? It's fun to get gifts, and it's even more fun to give them. We give gifts at birthdays, weddings, graduations, and other special events. Some people even give gifts for no reason at all.
Are there gifts in those boxes?
Yes, in a way we could call those gifts.
Are they Christmas gifts?
Yes, and today we'll take a look at them one by one as we learn about the best Christmas gift that was ever given.
To understand that, let me first tell you about the greatest gift ever given. We find the story about the gift right here in the Bible. From the very beginning to the very end of the Bible, we hear about God's very special Christmas gift.
What's inside the first box?
Let's see. This box contains the promised gift. It cannot be opened until later.
But why can't we open it?
We can't open it because it represents a gift that is coming in the future. People living in the Old Testament waited and waited for the gift, but they never got to see it. It all began when Adam and Eve lived in the beautiful Garden of Eden, but they sinned and went against God's command. Now they would die and be apart from God forever. But God wanted to bring his people back to himself, so he gave them the promise of his Christmas gift in Genesis 3, verse 15, when he said to them,
"I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, you will strike his heel."
That was just the beginning of God's gift promises. Listen to what he told Abraham. And to Judah.
The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs.
And to Isaiah. Notice how the hints of God's Christmas gift become more definite.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The
Micah also wrote about the Christmas gift that was to come. Yes, God gave his people many gift promises over thousands of Old Testament years. He was setting the stage. He was getting his gift ready for the exact time and place. He was getting ready to give his Christmas gift to the world. That's why the gift couldn't be opened. It had to wait. Can you imagine how eager the people were to see this gift? Listen to what Paul wrote in Galatians 4, verse 5.
There seems to be something white inside. It looks like it's made out of cloth. It looks like a wide white ribbon.
What could it be?
This box is the living gift. It is filled with swaddling cloths. Just after babies were born, they were washed with warm water and rubbed with salt and olive oil. Then the babies were wrapped in long strips of cloth called swaddling cloths. Usually the mother or another helper laid the child's legs together and held the arms while wrapping swaddling cloths around and around the baby's body. They felt this would keep the baby safe and warm and help it to grow strong and healthy. Mary wrapped the baby Jesus in swaddling cloths too.
May we hear the Christmas story again?
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to his own.
Jesus is certainly the living gift. He was a living baby in Bethlehem, and he still is alive today, watching us and loving us every minute of every day.
Thank you.
A short time after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph moved into a shelter home somewhere in Bethlehem. It was while they were living there that they had the most unusual visit. God decided to announce his gift to the world by putting a very special star in the sky over the house of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. It was this star that led the wise men from the east right to the house where Jesus was. When these wise men or magi saw the baby Jesus, they knelt before him just as they would bow before a mighty king. And they gave him three very interesting and precious gifts. Gold, incense, and myrrh. We hear about the Magi in Matthew 2.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
What wonderful gifts fit for a king, and how significant for us that these magi were the first Gentiles to bow before their Savior. Their gifts were very expensive gifts. Gold was a precious metal, and it certainly came in handy when Jesus, Mary, and Joseph had to flee to Egypt. Incense came from the trunk of a tree. It was a yellow substance that gave off a sweet fragrance when it was burned. Myrrh was a sticky substance from a thorny bush. It was used as an ointment for embalming the dead. Isaiah mentioned these gifts when he wrote many years before Jesus was born.
Birds of camels, of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. God wasn't finished with his gift giving yet. The baby in the manger brought with him a very special gift for us. This box contains a large purple cloth. It's a purple robe. This robe shows us another part of God's Christmas gift. This robe shows us why Jesus came to live with us.
What was wrapped in a purple robe?
A purple robe was put on Jesus when he suffered and died to pay for your sins and my sins. Jesus' mission on earth was to preach and teach and lead a perfect life, fulfilling all of God's commands. His mission was also to die as a payment for sin. This purple robe reminds us of the pain and suffering Jesus endured so we can go to heaven one day. Listen to what the Bible tells us about this robe in John 19.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to the people, "Here is a man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!"
And crucify him they did. Jesus suffered on the cross in our place. He died to take away all the sins we commit. And he did this out of love for us. In fact, that's why he gave us this Christmas gift, because he loves us so much. John 3:16 speaks of this love.
For God so loved the world that he gave.
We have seen God's Christmas gift. We have witnessed the people waiting many years for the gift. We have seen the gift sent to earth. We have seen the special gifts of thankfulness that people gave to Jesus. And we have seen the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life is the blessing of God's Christmas gift, planned since the beginning of time.
But there's still one box left. What's in the last box?
There's only a sheet of paper in this box. It says,
God gave us his Christmas gift. Now we want to share it with you.
Please open the card you received this morning.
We pray. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this day as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this day fall far short of the praise we owe you. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed, yet for our sakes you endured far deeper humiliation than this. For you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death which we deserve for our sins. Thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature. For you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. Thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. We also thank you that from the mouths of children this day, we could hear again the precious story of your birth. And rejoice again in the heavenly peace announced by the angels. Thank you for watching over Arla Jean Petrie during her recent surgery. Bless her recovery, that she more quickly can get back to what she would like to do. As Pastor Visser is one day closer to heaven, more apparent with recent health complications, we commend him to your care, O Lord. May the message of Christmas remain his peace. And be with Wayne Chapman as he faces his own health challenges at this time. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Hear us, Lord, as we also pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Good morning once again, everyone. On behalf of all of the children and the staff here at St. Mark's, we welcome you, and we are happy that you shared this morning with us, that you were able to worship with us and enjoy the message, which it was a privilege for our children to sing and to recite and to share that good news of salvation, and especially about God's greatest gift, the gift of Jesus. And we truly hope that Christmas joy fills your hearts, not only during this season, but throughout the year. A couple of things about today. There is no Sunday school today, and there are no Bible classes. The children are going to be in the gymnasium between services, waiting for the time for the next service. And there are some refreshments in the gym, and some activities for them. And adults, you are welcome to go in the gym too and spend some time there. Enjoy some fellowship, enjoy some snacks, and some refreshments. We would like to invite everyone to return to St. Mark's for services, more Christmas services. We have Advent services on Wednesday, supper in the gym at 5:30, worship at 7 o'clock. So you're all invited to that. And then next Sunday, we'll be back to the regular worship schedule, which means two services next Sunday at 8 o'clock and then at 10:45. And then Christmas Eve services at 5 o'clock p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. Christmas Day services at 10:30. You're invited to all of those. So we hope to see some of you then. God bless all of you and have a blessed Christmas.